Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 86, and currently it is 66 at the KU Med Center.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Barbecue Week?
Oh, I feel good. We still ain't tapped into that, but we gonna handle that business later on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But we got business this morning, though. We got to talk to legendary Bishop in the town, especially at KPRS, Bishop James Sindel. That'll be coming up at 7:38. We're talking about our voting rights in Missouri and how everything surrounding us is impacting us today, D.
Very important conversation. Now, on a lighter note, we got the morning gossip for you. Going down at your 23s, Kevin Hart chimes in on the Joy Floyd commentary. And we'll share with you, Casey, what Kay Michelle, DMX, and Michael Jackson all have in common.
Oh, boy.
They walk into a room. Yikes. Hump it out, come on. Hump it out.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The price of gold is currently near historic high levels. What is it that makes gold so valuable? Its value comes from the fact that gold is so difficult to obtain. An average of 24 tons of ore must be processed to yield just a single ounce of gold. If pure gold were as plentiful as the golden leaves that fall in autumn, it would not sell for thousands of dollars per ounce. As beautiful and useful as it is, you would likely have to pay people to haul it away. As similar dynamic applies to pretty much any object, service, or experience, the more time and effort that must be put into it, the more value it has. As such, avoiding effort results in separating you from value that could otherwise be yours. Putting forth fresh effort brings new value and fulfillment into your life. Every day, there is potential treasure available to you, ready to be mined. Put forth the effort and bring that treasure to the surface where it can add great value to your world. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently, it is 64 at Rosedale Middle. Shakira, Shakira, she links up with Burna Boy as they launched the 2026 FIFA World Cup anthem.
Okay, I can get jiggy with that.
A little
okay.
something.
I can move my hips to that a little bit. I will do it. I will get Gucci, my friend.
This guy is crazy. Just a reminder, Kansas City will be hosting 6 matches for the FIFA World Cup. And they will be going down at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
How you doing?
And that will be June to July. We'll have more details about that so you can know where to pull up at for the summer. Also, Kevin Hart is speaking and chiming in on the Tony Hinchcliffe jokes that were made about George Floyd during his roast.
Yeah, the George Floyd joke, it wasn't a tasteful joke to our culture, to our audience. But if you're watching the roast, you get why the racial humor is on the table. It happens every year when they do a roast. It's not new.
Let's wrap this conversation up.
Yeah, I agree. Yesterday.
Kevin Hart spoke on it. We had to speak on it. That you know how that goes.
Y'all know how we feel about it.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
So D, a Cass County man with a history of mental illness issues is now accused of fatally shooting a woman and injuring a 16-year-old boy and himself. Alan Prince, 27, is charged with murder, 2 counts of assault, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. Mm. Investigators said that Prince fatally shot Amy Kuhn, 45, shot an unidentified 16-year-old boy, and then turned the rifle on himself. Mm. 2 unidentified men pulled out their personal weapons after Prince started shooting. Investigators believe that their actions may have prevented Prince from shooting more people. So according to the police chief, this is the first homicide in Pleasant Hill in at least 20 years. Mm. And according to court records, last September, Prince's family called police after he threatened to kill his sister.
Oh, God.
Prince's family told police his mental health had been deteriorating over the past few years, causing everyone in the household to be fearful of him. And, you know, his parents and sister said that when they called police in September, they wanted Prince to be placed in a 72-hour inpatient psychiatric evaluation. Mm-hmm. Instead, he was criminally charged with felony harassment. And 8 days after that arrest, court records show Cass County judge released Prince on his own recognizance. So I think we just have to take these things way more serious whenever we sense there's a threat, whenever there's something reported, mm-hmm. because it seems like these things we knew about ahead of time.
There were signs. The signs were there, yeah.
So you just got to take these things serious, man, and avoid, you know, tragic situations like what happened on Monday.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Will Go, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
It's something no one should ever have to deal with. They're dealing with a level of grief that I don't think anyone can understand unless you're a parent who's lost a child. Family just really wants answers of some sort as to what happened. He was one of those kids that I don't know that I've ever been around him where he wasn't smiling. The family just needs answers to be able to work towards a pathway to finding peace.
D, that's the voice of a family asking for help, for somebody to come forward after a hit-and-run driver hit a 20-year-old and killed him in Blue Springs. So this happened on US 40 Highway early Sunday morning. Mm. And it said Epperson, left Logan Epperson, his name is. He left home around 3:15 a.m. on Sunday, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol says Epperson was walking eastbound on the westbound lanes of US 40 Highway when he was struck by an unknown vehicle. More than an hour after leaving home, unfortunately, he was pronounced dead at the scene. The vehicle fled west before emergency crews arrived. And now, you know, officials and Epperson's family are asking for anybody with information to come forward. I can't imagine, you know, a family going through this.
That's awful. And we've said it before with these hit and runs. It's just dumb.
Reckless driving. I see it all the time.
Reckless driving. You already didn't hit somebody and you think that it's smart to flee the scene?
Mm. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Missouri State Highway Patrol at 816-622-0800. 816-622-0800.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnaz J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gem.
Yo, good morning to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine, especially those who's looking us live at the stream
from
the Brown and Crouppen Studios, man, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Just search Hot 103 Jams and tap into that. And, of course, the old school way. You're riding around on Bruce R. Watkins right now.
Slow down.
it's okay, y'all. I know it's a little congested, but take your time right there. Or if you're coming from the Grandview Triangle, watch out for them delays right there from I-29 and I-35 in the Northland. Shout out to our fam on I-435 and Blue Parkway from I-70, I-435 and KCK. Listen, man, wherever you are, however you're doing it, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start in the Facebook comments because we got a lot of our cousins at a time chiming in on the fact that we are live in the studio on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Shout out to Carver Harris, Coachella Sims, Latasha Douglas, Henrietta Clark said, good morning, happy Wednesday to you. SK Cuts Off Grand, Donna Bell, Sharon Adams, Stacey Davis. We appreciate all of our cousins. Shout out to Troy Roberson for always speaking up for his community. You got some big love coming through the text line. Shout out to Rich Harris, hey family. Big love to James E. Also love to Anastasia Jackson, said, have a wonderful hump day. Anthony Drow sent us some love. Big love and a happy Wednesday, Kansas City. One of our cousins from the 816 said, hey, keep hustling and shining.
You know it.
Big love to Carmen Nard, also tapping in with us. And shout out to the graduates. We've been making sure we show love all month long to the graduates. We're going to keep that thing going. Marie Holm at Central High, woo, woo. Shout out to Madison over at Ewing Marion Kauffman School, Kamaya at Lincoln College Prep, Denaya also at Ewing Marion Kauffman School. Shout out to all the graduates. Shout out to y'all. Run y'all parents' pockets and get ready. Get all them school supplies ready, because I'm telling you right now, baby, you going to need them.
Also, shout out to Robin and Candace, who I met at Border Star yesterday. Shout out to Border Star Elementary. Had a big celebration. Shout out to all the babies at Border Star. Love and appreciate y'all, man.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:27 on your time. It's a high of 86, currently 65 at Unity Village. Singer K. Michelle shared with Shannon Sharp why her, DMX, and Michael Jackson have one thing in common.
Do you understand me, Michael Jackson, and DMX are the only ones banned from the Sony building?
Right.
It's Wade 106 and Park and submitted the wrong video. So I ran up because I had questions.
Yes.
So they let me in, and then they told me the police was on the way. But now I didn't go home with no guns. No. My mouth was lethal enough.
Yikes.
I had no idea that those three people were banned from the Sony in New York, but the more you know. Other news, June is right around the corner, and Black Music Month is kicking off with Tiny Desk, and they are paying homage to BET. Here's Big Tigger as he delivers the news.
We got Gina with Liv and Kareem Riggins to start, followed by Shaboozy Joe and Ira Starr. And we shut it down with Fred Hammond, Bow Wow, and Floetry. They'll all be right here, and they'll be live in the flesh, representing Black Music Month behind this Tiny Desk.
We can't get Jacquees?
Okay, you play too much.
My bad.
But he did throw me off going Fred Hammond to Bow Wow. How do we get to
Black Music Month, baby?
No, I love it. Of course. We got to get everybody in. So I'm excited for that. We celebrating that Black Music Month very soon.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
So we're going to be on y'all heads all throughout this year with midterms coming up about voting. And it's of the utmost importance. You see what's happening with the government, with the White House, and how they are basically chipping away at our voting rights, state by state, step by step. To talk about this important conversation, we got a legend in the building. His family ties run deep into this radio station. Bishop James Tindall is in the building, Hustling and Shining. Good morning. How you feeling, Bishop?
Oh, fine. Good morning. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for having me on this morning.
Thank you. It's a privilege.
Yes, it is. So, Bishop, I just want to ask, from your perspective, because you've been involved in the political landscape, especially here in Missouri, here in Kansas City, with what they're doing to the South here in Missouri, how does that affect us, and does it compare to what we saw pre-civil rights?
Well, it's kind of what you might say, history repeating itself. Jim Crowism is still what you might say alive and well. What's going on in the South now is a part of what It started several years ago, particularly when Donald Trump was elected first time. Second time comes now, he's able to perfect that which he wanted to do in the first term. So a lot of the progress, particularly in the political arena, that was made in the South by African Americans is now being taken away. The Voting Rights Act has now been kind of gutted, taken away by the Supreme Court. So it's nothing new to people who have faced degradation, segregation, mm-hmm. and Jim Crowism down through the years.
Now, recently, the Missouri Supreme Court, they upheld the 2025 congressional redistricting map, and that's been the hot topic and big conversation as of late. Could you help our cousins out there? Could you explain how this affects us here in Kansas City?
Well, we took a busload of people down to Jefferson City last week to protest what we thought, at least to bring thought to what we believe the Missouri Supreme Court would do. Mm-hmm. So to cut out the voting or the district map that was put together by the Missouri State Assembly, we thought particularly the signatures that were taken up would be enough to turn the Missouri Supreme Court around in their thoughts to allow the people to vote on the change of district. Mm-hmm. This didn't happen because, after all, you have to understand, Missouri is a Jim Crow institution. I mean, the Missouri State Assembly is made up of 90% Republicans, and those Republicans are from areas that definitely are pro-Trump. Mm. So what we're facing in the state of Missouri is a tremendous blow in our political arena, because they're trying to take away one of the two African-American districts, or at least people who represent the African-American community in the state of Missouri, in the state of United States Congress. So Emanuel Cleaver is being affected by what the Missouri Supreme Court is doing and has done. They really took back, put us back about 20 years.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Bishop James Tindall, we're blessed to have him in the studio this morning. And Bishop Tindall, you know, back in pre-civil rights, there were limited sources and limited tools into which people could fight the power and trying to make our voices heard at the polls. What suggestions do you have for people who are interested in putting their hat in a political ring and trying to make a difference? What tools do we have besides voting? Of course, we have that. But what other tools do we have to really fight what they're trying to do to us?
Well, it's important that our young people understand what is happening to us and to them in this society at this present time. 350,000 black women were laid off in America by the Trump administration. Mm. The gutting of the Department of Education by the Trump administration. Many young people are cut out of opportunity through colleges and through educational processes, grants taken away, and so forth and so on. Now, we can sit back and do nothing, or we can get up and say, look, we're not going to take this sitting down. Direct action is always important to us if we are to move forward. We can't take this, what is happening to us now by King Trump, and to say, listen, we're going it's all right. It's not all right.
Hold on, did you say King Trump?
Yeah. He threw that in there. I heard that, and I'm not being funny here,
but it's like that's what the manuscript is aiming towards, Bishop Tindall. So yeah. that's not a joke though when you say that.
Well, King or just dictator Trump, he's trying to be it all, you know. I could go on and on and on and things that's happening to people of color all over. This country does not have a policy for a foreign policy for people of color. You would notice that anytime we have attacked by wars, we've always attacked people of color. There is no foreign policy for people of color. And even in this country itself, the administration has no love for people of color. That includes African American, Hispanics, and so forth and so on. So it is up to us now to take direct action. Mm-hmm. It is now up to us to stop talking about what is happening to us and to do something about what is happening to us. That means we might have to take direct action. That means we might have to go out into the streets. That's what we might have to do. We might have to start our protesting. And look, I'm too old. The young people need to come out now. Those young people who are listening to the sound of our voice, it's time for you to come on out. I've done my share. It's time for you now to come on out. Let's make a difference. Let's change this whole scenario. We don't have to take it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take it. And it's important. If we are going to, at least during this process of looking toward November, toward voting, toward getting out the vote, there's a lot of people who are already registered to vote. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to get out to vote.
Of course, we're having a serious conversation this morning about our voting rights and the future of it. What you see what the government is doing with the repealing of some of the Voting Rights mm-hmm. Act. And on to talk about it with us this morning is a legend, Mr. Bishop James Tindall.
Now, last conversation, Bishop Tindall, I wanted to ask you about the 19th Annual Urban Summit, which is going down June 6th, and you all are bringing Pastor Jamal Bryan, who has been known recently to lead the charges with several boycotts, including boycotting Target. Could you talk a little bit around bringing Pastor Jamal Bryan to Kansas City?
Well, our theme this year is Power to the People, No Vote, No Hope. And we're hoping that Kansas City will come out on June 6th. That'll be at the Gathering Center there at Linwood and Benton Boulevard. It'll start at 8 o'clock a.m. Now, Dr. Bryant talks about voting. He talks about the only way to get where we need to be is to sometime we have to boycott individuals, we have to boycott corporations in order for us to gain where we need to be. Mm. And so not only is Dr. Jamal Bryant going to be there with us, also Kiana Thomason, president and CEO of Health Forward Foundation. She'll be speaking. It all happens at June 6th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Gathering, Kansas City, 2500 East Linwood Boulevard. Employment opportunities are also going to be available. Voter registration, mobile unit screenings. And listen, power to the people. No vote, no hope. Mm. It's the theme itself tells us that, listen, the only way we're going to get where we need to be is we've got to get out, we've got to vote. We're registered, now we've got to exercise that which is given us. We have got to vote.
Mm-hmm. Starts with midterms coming up this year in yep. November.
Yep.
And your local elections, too. Don't forget about those
Please.
Either. Bishop James Tindall, this won't be the last conversation we have with you. Thank you so much for getting up and making us, interrupting your daily morning routine and yep. coming on and hustle and shine, man. We appreciate you.
I'm glad to be a part of KPRS Broadcast Group. I've been a part for nearly 40 years, and I thank Mr. Carter and the KPRS Broadcast Group for all they do in Kansas City to make our people aware. Thank you so very much.
TMG, The Morning Gossip, is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently, it is 71 in the River Market. Ludacris says there might be some tea out for another Fast and Furious.
Fast Forever, listen, I'm sworn to secrecy. They don't even tell us. I can tell you this. Universal put it on the calendar for March 2028. That's all I know so far. Have we started shooting yet?
Right.
No.
All right, let's have a serious conversation about Fast and Furious. It should have stopped a long time ago. They've had 10 movies and then 2 spinoffs. When is enough enough?
I've seen, 2 of them?
What more do you want from us?
They were okay. They were cool.
I'm tired.
I can see why they would continue it, though, because people still love cars. They have a new little plot. They introduce new characters and stuff.
But y'all mad at Tyler Perry for making it. Okay.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
It just be the same stuff. I mean, my mom loves Fast and Furious, and I never could understand. See?
What more do you want from me?
I can't co-sign
that. Is Tyrese going to be in the next one?
Absolutely, he is.
Is The Rock going to be in the next one?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been so disconnected from the movie.
I just want my baby.
Weren't they beefing? Is that why you asked?
The Rock and Tyrese.
They said one of them scenes was really serious. Like, they really got into it, one of them scenes.
Tyrese got to stay in his lane, dog. Like, The Rock he roasts people. That's what he's known for. So it's like, yeah, dog.
Congratulations!
That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Yep.
On to the next.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those imaginative, independent, and clever Geminis.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor known for his role on Different Strokes. Happy birthday to Ty Bridges. A major happy birthday to actor Louis Gossett Jr. Sending over birthday love to rapper and known podcaster Jadakiss. A major birthday shout out to Kansas City's very own screenwriter and TV producer who's gave us the hit shows Girlfriends, The Game, Being Mary Jane, and several other classics. Happy birthday to Raytown South alumni Mara Brock-Akil. Happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, actor, dancer, and one half of Outkast. Happy birthday to Andre 3000. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to singer, rapper, songwriter, and producer, one-third of TLC. Happy B-Day to Left Eye.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, L. Marie Fowler, Lex Baker, and Luke Dickinson. Happy birthday, Boris D'Anthony Ross, Sarah Marie, and Rico Lowe. Sending birthday love to Lauren Jones and Randy Lynn Harden. Plus, happy birthday, LaConda Hampton, Jarrell Hurd, and everybody else born on May 27th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Shine. Good morning, cousin.
Hey, cousin. What you got going on this hump day?
I'm on my way to work, and I heard y'all on this shouting out to Gemini, and it's our season, and I came to get my gift for
you. Hey, in true Gemini form, I love it. But what flavor air freshener you got in that car?
Right now, I got some cherry air freshener in here. Yes.
Cherry is A1. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
It made me hungry when I be smelling that. Made me crave Twizzlers. All right, cousin, we got a chance to hook you up with this $20 gift card to Jazz in Louisiana Kitchen, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Come on.
We are blurring your white dress.
Boom, boom, boom.
We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
Let's get married.
Boom, boom, boom.
will come later with the echo.
Yeah. Came up with a little something. All right, cousin, you did that. Look, real quick with that song is so crazy. Like, right. That's like a love song, but it's just saying we ain't getting no younger. We might as well just.
Might as well.
The beat go crazy.
It do. That beat turned us up. We don't care about them lyrics. Look, you get up there with that $20 Jazz in Louisiana Kitchen gift card. You going to get lunch yourself or you going to pass it to somebody else?
I'm
going to
get lunch myself or I might pass it to my daughter because she just graduated. So I might let her just go ahead and get a meal.
What's her name? Shout her out real quick.
Rihanna. She graduated from Truman High School.
Woo-hoo. Hey, congratulations. All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
It's Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, everybody. Are you in a relationship that lacks commitment or security? Or do you struggle with connecting emotionally with family, friends, or your significant other? If so, have you considered your attachment style and how it has evolved over the years? Well, you may be asking, what is an attachment style? According to John Bowlby, there are four different attachment styles: secure, anxious, ambivalent, disorganized, and avoidant. These varying attachment styles are typically developed by the relationship that you have with your primary caregivers from childhood. So, if you struggle with maintaining solid relationships, consider your relationship with those who raised you. If there is a way to repair, forgive, or resolve any possible conflict or bitterness, why not start the journey? For more inspiration or to experience a life coach, contact me at uncappedinspiration.com. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.